听力课堂,听class.com.
So now, without further ado, allow us to introduce the next word group, war and peace.
Ah, something light for the summer, I see. As is our custom here in the very special world of Word Smart Audio, we're going to plunge right in and start learning the words.
We'll begin with the war half of war and peace, and here's the first word. Plunder. Half the fun of conquering your enemies is plundering their homes and taking all of their worldly possessions.
To plunder is to loot, to ransack. After a day-long fast, Leon plundered the refrigerator, consuming everything in his path. He savored every bite of his plunder. That's the noun form of plunder. When you plunder, the items that you take are called your plunder. Let's continue plundering the words in this group by taking genocide next.
Ah, here's a delightful word. One of the world's favorites. Let's start by looking at how genocide is constructed. The latter half of the word is the root side, spelled C-I-D-E. You might recognize this root from words like homicide or insecticide.
Side means to kill. You know what an insect is, so when you put the two together, you get insecticide or insect killer. Homo means same, so homicide is literally same killer or murderer. The first half of the word genocide is gen or gene, as in the book of Genesis, or genetic.
This root means beginning, first, type, or kind. So genocide means the killing of a whole race or kind of people. Hitler's policy of genocide against the Jews, his effort to bring about their total demise, has made him the single most despised man in modern history.
In more recent times, crime has gotten so bad in many American cities that at night, police have instituted something close to martial law.
Really, they're just imposing curfews, but they can feel like martial law. Often confused with marital, which means having to do with marriage, martial means warlike or having to do with battle.
Not that some marriages aren't a little martial, tee-hee-hee. Martial law, then, is the law that's imposed when there's a war going on or when a military government imposes rules to gain control of a chaotic or dangerous situation. Judo and karate are known as the martial arts because they have to do with battle.
To assail is to attack vigorously, either physically or otherwise.
You may remember that attackers are often called assailants. Well, the connection is clear. Tommy was arrested and sentenced to 18 months of hard labor for assailing passing cars with snowballs.
Linda publicly assailed her husband for having an affair by calling him a liar in the editorial section of the Daily News. That creep.
Sounding a lot like what it means, a stratagem is a scheme, a plan designed to outwit an opponent, a ruse. Jonah's stratagem for getting Mike to answer his calls was to pretend to be a major filmmaker looking for an actor to star in his new movie.
When you combine a variety of stratagems designed to achieve a goal, then you've got a strategy. Ming's stratagem designed to get his boss in trouble with the law was to break into the IRS computer and alter his tax record.
That was but one part of a larger strategy for destroying the entire hunting industry. He wouldn't be satisfied until the entire business was decimated. To decimate is to virtually wipe out, to destroy almost the entirety of something.
Obvious examples of things that decimate, too rarely used a word in my book, are atomic bombs, plagues, and affairs of the heart.
Mark Furness had many unappealing traits, not the least of which was his decimating bad breath. Perhaps, more than any other human trait, it's jingoism which causes countries to attack each other. Certain countries are famous for their jingoism and are fond of assailing anybody whom they feel isn't one of them.
Jingoism is patriotism taken to its farthest and most violent extreme. It's that ugly point at which love of country and home turns into hatred of outsiders and their differences. And many a power-hungry leader has used a jingoistic sentiment to gain power and stir his country to attack another.
Here's the last word, as it were. Incursion. After several rabid incursions by the clients from the Weightlookers Diet Center next door, the chocolatier decided it was time to move away. An incursion is a hostile invasion or a raid. I miss the old college days when we went on panty incursions in the girls' dorms.
Panty incursions? You don't mean panty raids.
Call it what you will. Why split hairs? Panty raid, panty incursion, it's all the same.
I wouldn't be so sure, my pet, but you're right. Let's not split hairs, as it were. Let's instead do a little quiz to make sure we understand the words.
Quick quiz. I'll start. Assail.
To attack vigorously.
Decimate.
To virtually wipe out.
Genocide.
The killing or destruction of an entire race or kind.
Incursion.
An invasion or raid.
Jingoism.
Patriotism taken to a violent and hateful extreme.
Martial.
Having to do with battle or the military.
Stratagem.
A plan or device used to outwit an enemy.
Plunder.
To plunder is to loot or ransack.
Ta-da! Now, of course, it's speech time.
For this one, I went home to find the person whose feet best fit these particular shoes. It took a little prodding and not a few loaves of my special home-baked banana bread to get her to talk with us. But here she is, my exterminator, Candy Flicket.
Hello there, Candy Flicket, destroyer of household pests, here to tell you exactly how I decimate those little monsters. I have a special technique which I have named the Marshall Plan, not because that's my boyfriend's name, but because it is essentially a military plan. Besides, my boyfriend spells his name differently. Here's how it works. Once we have confirmed that the enemy has indeed made an incursion into your territory, raided your supplies, plundered your rations, and made off with some or all of your nutritional assets, we place in effect a stratagem which has rarely failed any of the great military leaders, and it's never, I say never, failed me. I disguise myself as the very, very thing the enemy would most like to have, an enormous lump of processed sugar. Sitting, as any lump would, stock still in the center of an obstacle-free zone, namely the kitchen floor, I wait for the enemy to get brave and hungry enough to make their move. Then, when they approach me, I assail them with everything I got! Sprays, repellents, glue traps, flypaper, swatters, boots, cigarette lighters, and aerosol cans! The works! It's invariably a massacre. Those few enemy troops who survive this slaughter are so crippled or just demoralized that they surrender their positions and head for another hill. Of course, I'll have to follow them there and start again. But I am truly committed to the genocide of these little buggers, and I look forward to the day when I can hang up my sugar lump disguise forever. I know you'll pardon my jingoism, but I think humans, actually American humans, are the best creatures on this green earth, and I don't think insects have a right to hone in on us the way they do. Of course I want to kill them all!
Wowie, thanks, Candy. I had no idea that that's what you've been doing in my kitchen all these weeks. That's very, well, it's just very... Let's move on now with the peace words and get some badly needed balance in our lives.
Righto, into the breach, my good woman.
I don't suppose there could be a better word to help make the transition from war to peace than this first word, armistice, which means truce. Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, and it commemorated the end of the First World War.
Recently, much to the surprise and wonder of the rest of the world, Israel and its Arab neighbors agreed on an armistice. Now, it remains to be seen if, after decades of fighting, they can maintain the fragile truce. A similar word is concord. Many words begin with con, which connotes togetherness. And whereas armistice refers specifically to the putting up of arms, concord implies general harmony and agreement.
For example, while they may have agreed on a plan for an armistice, the Israelis and the Arabs will have to work long and hard before they live in concord with one another. A truce is one thing, happiness is another.
The root dis represents the opposite of con, so of course discord is the opposite of concord.
Hey, don't touch me, not allowed. I said no. Coffee? Are you out of your mind? These are the sounds of discord. Yes, I'd love to. Why, thank you. Of course, I wish you would. Isn't that nice? These are sounds of concord.
Halcyon evokes such images of peace, comfort, and serenity that it's actually being used as the name of a drug designed to make people feel more at ease.
You may have heard of the halcyon days of youth, meaning carefree, peaceful, idyllic, and serene. It leads one to wonder just who in the heck came up with the term halcyon days of youth. Youth, as I recall, was anything but halcyon. We'd better move on to a new word before I slip back into a panicky mood. Let's look at another word that's about as likely as halcyon days of youth, and that's utopia.
Ah, utopia, the ideal society, the perfect world. Many people have theorized about what would make a utopian society, but one of the reasons it's such an impossible goal is that no one could ever agree about what would make it perfect.
Right. Which is why, even though the noun utopia means a perfect society, when used as an adjective to describe a person's character, as in, he's a utopian, then it means that that person is being specifically unrealistic, impractical, or overly optimistic.
Let's move on and take a gander at pastoral. When I'm in the city, I long for pastoral settings, but inevitably, the minute I get to the country, I practically die of boredom. Pastoral means like the country, rural, peaceful, calm, and rustic.
Many people prefer a pastoral existence to anything else.
Pastoral settings tend to be good for reflection, relaxation, and occasionally hunting. But I think it would be safe to say that once you start shooting at animals, a pastoral setting ceases to be pastoral and becomes something else, like a nightmare.
I'm getting panicky again. Let's keep moving on. Another peace word will do me good.
Another peace word will assuage your anxiety and relieve your tension.
Oh, clever, clever! Assuage is the word, isn't it? To assuage is to soothe, pacify, ease the pain, or relieve. A good antacid will assuage the pain of a lousy dinner, while a well-wrought divorce agreement will help assuage the ex-husband and wife.
Assuage is a versatile word that can be applied to a wide range of situations. Lots of things can be assuaged or made better. Guilt can be assuaged, so can anxiety, soreness, fear, or anger. Conciliatory means peacemaking, attempting to resolve a dispute through goodwill. When peace is made, we say that the warring parties have come to a reconciliation. After putting back a few drinks, the otherwise irreconcilable couple found themselves deep in a conciliatory embrace.
A related word, reconcile, is to bring two things into agreement. The incurably chic interior designer reconciled the living room and the dining room by matching the animal skins on the seats of his chairs.
Next word.
Last word.
Propitious, which means marked by favorable signs or conditions. While they're merely conjecture, the rumors that Barbara might sing again are nonetheless propitious.
I'll say. The fact that there's even a rumor is a good sign. I'll kill for a ticket. For tornado watchers, if I may change the subject once again, low-hanging black clouds are a propitious sign. Tornadoes often follow.
What a thrill. See, I'm a tornado phobe. They terrify me. So low-hanging black clouds are anything but a propitious sign. They make me panicky. Strangely enough, few of these peace words have actually been propitious. We both ended up feeling depressed and a little bit on edge.
Very strange indeed. Well, no matter. Our course is clear. We must forge ahead and do a quick review of the words from this half of the group, so let's hit it.
And it goes a little something like this.
Halcyon.
Carefree, peaceful, serene.
Armistice.
A truce, an agreement to put up arms.
Utopia.
The perfect society.
To assuage.
To ease the pain of, to soothe or pacify.
Concord.
Agreement, harmony.
Pastoral.
Like the country, peaceful in a rustic, nature-oriented kind of way.
Propitious.
Favorable, fortunate.
Conciliatory.
Peacemaking, resolving a dispute by way of goodwill.
I bet you know what time it is. Speech, speech!
Yay, who is it, who is it?
It is I, the Almighty. You knew I would have to make an appearance eventually. Well, here I am. I have come again to bring peace, harmony, and concord to vocabulary students the world over. Actually, I'd be glad if I could assuage just a few of the problems I left behind here on Earth. But it's not going to be easy making things better. Not with this mess. I know, now that I'm here, you all expect me to just snap my heavenly fingers and you'll suddenly be living in a utopia where life is perfect. Well, I already tried that once, and it didn't take you very long to screw it up. And if I thought those two eating the apple of knowledge wasn't a propitious sign, well, look at what happened to planet Earth since then. You kids have destroyed the pastoral beauty that was once the Garden of Eden. All that natural beauty down the drain. But enough whining. Let's get to work. I'm here precisely because I'm feeling conciliatory and I want to make things better again. I'll never be able to restore mankind to those golden, carefree, halcyon days of its youth, but there should be something we can do to make a start. First things first. You kids have got to declare an armistice in your war against nature. I mean seriously. She's your mother, and I think she deserves a little respect. And remember, you may be able to fool me, but you definitely can't fool her.
That's for sure. Well, now that we've covered both war and peace and other weighty matters, it's time for a thorough review.
The first word is assail.
Then when they approach me, I assail them with everything I got.
Assail means to attack vigorously. The heavy metal music assailed my delicate ears, and the foul odors assailed my nose.
Assuage.
Actually, I'd be glad if I could assuage just a few of the problems I left behind here on Earth.
To assuage is to ease the pain of, to soothe or pacify. Usually my fear of falling asleep is assuaged by a lullaby.
Genocide.
But I am truly committed to the genocide of these little buggers.
Genocide means the killing or destruction of an entire race or kind. Thankfully, genocide is not a common occurrence. It's not every day that an entire race is killed off.
Pastoral.
You kids have destroyed the pastoral beauty that was once the Garden of Eden.
Pastoral means peaceful in a rustic, nature-oriented way, like the countryside. She chose a pastoral setting for her wedding to the country western singer.
Jingoism.
I know you'll pardon my jingoism, but I think humans, actually American humans, are the best creatures on this green earth.
Jingoism is patriotism taken to a violent and hateful extreme. People who say, Uganda, love it or die, are flaunting their jingoism.
Decimate. Hello there, Candy Flickett, destroyer of household pests, here to tell you exactly how I decimate those little monsters.
Decimate, to virtually wipe out, kill. The Tribbles were decimated by the carbon monoxide seeping into their cabin on the starship. Almost none survived the disaster.
Propitious.
And if I thought those two eating the apple of knowledge wasn't a propitious sign, well, look at what's happened to planet Earth since then.
Propitious means favorable, fortunate. The new moon was interpreted as a propitious sign by Jamie, and sure enough, he was crowned homecoming king the next day. Halcyon.
I'll never be able to restore mankind to those golden, carefree, halcyon days of its youth.
Halcyon means carefree, peaceful, serene. The first part of Gone with the Wind showed the halcyon time before the Civil War, when all Scarlet had to worry about was keeping her 17-inch waistline.
Incursion.
Once we have confirmed that the enemy has, indeed, made an incursion into your territory...
An incursion is an invasion or raid. When Pierre discovered that someone had made an incursion into his freezer and ate all the coffee ice cream, he screamed bloody murder.
Utopia.
I know, I know. Now that I'm here, you all expect me to just snap my heavenly fingers and you'll suddenly be living in a utopia where life is perfect.
A utopia is a perfect society. Maud thought that life on the commune was utopia. Everyone shared, nobody fought. Though there were some disagreements over whether to watch The Simpsons or the football game on TV on Thursday nights.
Plunder.
The enemy has plundered your rations and made off with some or all of your nutritional assets.
To plunder is to loot or ransack. The noun plunder means the loot or booty that is plundered. Helmut took off with the plunder when he heard the police sirens.
Conciliatory.
I'm here precisely because I'm feeling conciliatory and I want to make things better again.
Conciliatory means peacemaking, resolving a dispute by way of goodwill. After arguing with his girlfriend all day, Toby sent her a conciliatory bouquet of white roses. Unfortunately, the thorns weren't removed from the stems.
Marshall.
I have a special technique which I've named the Marshall Plan, not because that's my boyfriend's name, but because it's essentially a military plan. Besides, my boyfriend spells his name differently.
Marshall means having to do with combat or the military. Karate and judo are often referred to as martial arts because they have to do with hand-to-hand or foot-to-foot combat. Hi-ya!
Ow! Control yourself! The next word is concord.
I have come again to bring peace, harmony, and concord to vocabulary students the world over.
Concord means agreement, harmony. The director's meeting was marked by concord. Everyone was of the opinion that the CEO was a schnook and should be voted out.
Stratagem.
We place in effect a stratagem which has rarely failed any of the great military leaders.
A stratagem is a plan or device used to outwit an enemy. Melba's stratagems to catch a man included baking mouthwatering carrot cake and wearing fishnet stockings with high heels.
Armistice.
First things first, you kids have got to declare an armistice in your war against nature.
An armistice is a truce, an agreement to lay down one's weapons. Kitty retracted her claws, declaring an armistice with a sweet little mouse.
Isn't that special? I'm so glad we ended war in peace on a happy note.